Thank you, Christine. Well, we have reached our last set of news. We have successes, new developments, changes to the Riviera, all sorts of bits and pieces, including a visit from Paddington Bear. A hit Norfolk bakery has been named among the best in Britain. Bread sauce has been featured in the list of a baker's dozen top artisan bakeries across the country. The Norfolk favourite finished in sixth. The British Baker's 13 artisan bakeries were voted for by more than 100 specialists, from artisan bakers to suppliers, consultants and lecturers. The entry says, "Bread sauce, which remains on the list for 2025, describes itself as ferociously passionate about every single detail involved in crafting each loaf of bread, from the sourcing the grain to working with farmers, milling the flour, and the numerous processes of developing the perfect dough." Established in 2012, the business now has 7 stores, including its production bakery, which is open to the public. In addition to bread, buns, pastries and sandwiches are available as Bread Sauce's bakers look to craft products that fill people up, make them smile and fuel them for the day. Bread Sauce shops and cafes can be found in Norwich, Aylsham and Wreatham.
A woman from Norwich has been commended for her work rescuing bees. Louise Chapman from Buzz Off Limited won a silver award in the Best Businesswoman in Animal Services category, as well as a special recognition award for services to the bee industry at the Best Businesswoman Awards 2024. The awards evening took place at the Hilton, Sion Park. Buzz Off Limited, which was established by Ms. Chapman in 2020, is dedicated to removing swarms of bees that are causing structural damage or health and safety issues in buildings without using pesticides or insecticides. It has successfully rescued 6 million honeybees so far, Ms. Chapman says. The award raises awareness of endangered honeybees and what we can do to help them.
8 acres of wasteland close to the airport is being eyed for a large new development made up of homes, industrial units and workspaces. Jersey-based company Dove Unit Trust has registered interest in 5 disused lots off Hurricane Way, Catton, with Norwich City Council. It has requested permission to carry out an environmental impact assessment to determine whether the land is suitable for development, a necessary step in repurposing brownfield sites. If successful, the firm would file an outline planning application for 43 homes on a 5-acre plot 320 metres south of the airport.
City Hall is spending a lot of dough tackling an issue plaguing Norwich's bins. Norwich City Council's latest initiative aims to replace filthy bins throughout the city centre over the next 3 months. But the expensive scheme also hopes to put a stop to frequent obstructions caused by pizza boxes. The council believes its new designs will prevent blockages caused by hungry partygoers in Prince of Wales Road. Norwich City Council has almost 100 litter bins in the city centre, and 74 of these will be replaced as part of the programme.
A 2-acre allotment plot at Taverham will be moving to a new home 4 years after gardeners were first told they would need to vacate the site. Members of the Taverham Allotments and Leisure Gardening Association were informed in the spring of 2020 that they were to leave their Max Lane location before Christmas that year because the landowner wanted to sell up. But the 80-strong group, which was established in 2007, fought the eviction, claiming the allotments could not be disposed of without the permission of the Secretary of State. An agreement was subsequently struck, and the gardeners were allowed to stay. Now, 4 years later, Taverham Parish Council has secured land in the upcoming Marriott's Park development off Breck Farm Lane for the group. The new allotments are expected to open in autumn 2026.
A broken water main, which has been gushing non-stop for the last 3 weeks, has been branded a total waste by aggravated Norwich people, who are worried their bills will shoot up. Thousands of litres of water have been flooding down Wherry Road in Norwich since last month, when the issue was first noticed by passers-by. While orange traffic cones have been placed around the bubbling manhole, it appears no effort has been made to plug the large leak. By March, the average Anglian water bill will have increased by 8% from April 2024 to £1.45 a day.
A major project to make one of Norfolk's biggest rivers meander once again is taking shape, but its location is being kept top secret. Engineers are currently making a section of the River Yare wiggle and are creating floodplain wetlands as part of a £282,000 scheme. The waterway is one of only 210 chalk streams in the world, rare habitats which are often dubbed England's rainforests. The Norfolk Rivers Trust, Environment Agency and Water Resources East have joined forces to carry out the work, which they say will create a healthier, more dynamic and resilient river. And while they say they are unable to give a specific location in order to keep the area safe and ensure it's not vandalised, they have released photographs of the progress. It is thought the section of the river is close to the village of Coston, 5 miles to the south of Dereham. These changes to the river flows will boost habitat quality and complexity, benefiting species like water voles, insects, breeding wader birds, reptiles and marginal plants.
Grab your duffel coats and your marmalade sandwiches, because Paddington Bear is coming to the city. Norwich was selected as the winning location for the latest statue of one of Britain's best-loved bears, and the grand unveiling will take place later this month. The exact location of the statue is yet to be confirmed, but it will be coming to the city location before the end of February. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox. We hope you've enjoyed it. The usual reminder that when you've finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet, turn the address label in the wallet over and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you are always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items, and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Mike said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget that you have February Chatterbox Norfolk magazine coming up immediately after we have signed off. So keep listening. So now all that remains is for Mike and myself to say we hope you have enjoyed listening and to say goodbye for this week.